This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend. It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock here on this Tuesday, March the 29th, a special Tuesday morning talk show here on AM 1540. I'm Terry Tote, joined in studio by Richard Small. And good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Terry.
It's always great to have you in studio, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
And we are here to talk about the Roubaix bike race, which is this
Saturday.
It's here.
It got here awful quick, I tell
you. Well, you know, you sit back there and you kind of struggle along in December and January, and you start talking about this, and all of a sudden, March
here
disappears, and here's April, and boom, here's the race.
Here it is. We're just happy that it's clearing off enough. You know, knock on wood, hit myself on the head, whatever. This is the 10th.
Yeah.
10th annual Bicycle Roubaix. We've never been rained out, snowed out. We've come close to being frozen out a couple times, but it still goes on. One of our biggest problems this year, of course, is the condition of the course itself. We had about 15, 16 high school students, most of them from Mrs. Trader's government class, doing their civic duty. A couple of the guys from the Bicycle Association out of St. Louis. And we were over the whole 29-mile course Saturday, sweeping loose rock off of the corners. And at some points where the road was broken up so badly, we had to shovel out the broken up pieces. We had the head referee, who is a lady from St. Louis, out there, and she said, well, hey, it's advertised as a rough course. Well, it's going to be rough.
Literally a rough course. Wow. Rough.
I mean, where they had pavement before, they now may have a hole that's maybe half an inch deep.
Do you somehow mark them? Mark these holes?
We advise,
pay attention, huh?
Yeah, we advise them where they are. They can see it on the map. Now, we did have to reroute the course one place. The road was so bad there, and I had great cooperation from the road commissioner of South Litchfield Township, and they did a lot of patching in little places, but some places were too big to patch.
Right. We had just a terrible winter. The freeze-thaw cycle was horrible this year, and it really, the roads paid the price.
There's two places on what is called Fitch Trail. There's a double S curve, and both curves were pretty much wiped out.
Really?
It was shoulder to shoulder, and all he could do was put old-fashioned road pack, which is gravel, in it. And so we've rerouted around that. It is neither added, we're lucky, there's enough different roads out here in Montgomery County that without really making a major change, we were able to bypass that without adding or deleting any distance to the course. It's
still
29 miles.
Wow, that's great.
We've had some problems in Hillsboro, particularly over by Beckemeyer School. There was some heaving of the brick street when the freezing and thawing condition and everything. But the city borrowed a roller thing and went over it and pushed them back down to the extent they can. It's still kind of a Ripley effect, but they'll get a thrill. I mean, I told them, as long as there's no brick sticking up.
Right.
You know, they're riding these bikes with these skinny little tires about an inch in diameter, and you don't want to hit a brick.
And then you would hit the bricks.
Yeah, you would hit the bricks. So they're going to be advised of where all of these locations are, and say, go for it, guys.
There you go. And the race officially starts at?
First race goes off at 11 o'clock. We will be gathering at the start line right in front of Free Methodist Church about 10:35. We have some awards and things we need to do a presentation on. And Reverend Randy Sands will offer a blessing of the bikes, and bang, off we go.
Yeah.
Right now, online registration stands at 585 racers.
Jiminy Christmas.
Now, we usually have about somewhere between 75 and 100
walk-ups.
So we could be pushing the upper limits of what we can take in. I'm told by the race officials that we probably would have to stop at 690. Mm. And I know we...
Now there's plenty of room on those streets.
Yeah. But for safety reasons, you know, they'll have the what we call Cat 1, Category 1, which is your professionals, which do three laps. Mm-hmm. They're very closely monitored, and I can't even cite all the rules they have to follow. But there's a young man who we will see out there on his motorcycle with a referee shirt on and his helmet on, and he will be watching all the points where they could make a mistake and be disqualified or lose ground or something. I don't even know how they do it.
God, I hope the officiating and on the Roubaix is better than the college basketball tournament, for God's sakes.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Or at least a little more consistent, put it that way.
Yeah. You know, Terry, I did that for 21 years. I refereed.
It's not easy.
And it's not easy, but doggone it, I don't know where they get some of these calls anymore.
Well, I my only concern is the consistency where
you
can beat the snot out of the shooter and then a little touch foul out front becomes a foul when one, you know, I don't get it. But that's not what we're here to complain about. We'll do that on Saturday.
There you go.
On the sports show. So these professionals are actually checked by an official. I did not know that.
Yeah, we have the lady is the head referee, mm-hmm. and then we have this person who is a rover on the course checking the spots where there is potential violation. And there's an area called a feed zone where the racers can have family and friends providing them with extra nutrition, water, whatever, along the way. And that'll be over on Fairgrounds this year. Across from Beckemar School. Now there's something about a yellow line. They cannot cross the. It's kind of like you're going into the pit. Pit stops. Yeah, but they don't stop. They just keep right on rolling. But when they're in that area, they cannot cross over into the racing lane.
Okay.
So, what other rules there are, I have no idea.
As long as they race and everybody's safe.
Yeah. I tell you, we get such great cooperation in Hillsboro. Wright Automotive loans us trucks. And people say, well, what do you need trucks for? Mm. Well, all of the bikers, or at least I'd say 90% of them, come with an extra wheel, and they put that in the back of the truck that's going to follow their category. So we have a chase truck behind every group of racers, and they all have extra wheels there, and they do use them. I mean, they hit a bad spot, and tire goes flat. If they got one, it's quicker just to pop one off and pop the other one on.
And that's what they're designed to do.
That's right. That's right. So we get cooperation from them. This year we're getting fuel donated to us from Casey's and diesel from Monte Shell. So we get a lot of help. We have a whole slug of sponsors.
Yeah.
Hillsboro Energy is one of our primary sponsors for this, and we give them a little extra credit, but we do extremely well. We also have at the race site right there in front of Free Methodist a good concession stand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, absent your partner in crime here today, this guy this guy that we affectionately call Uncle Ralph, he'll be cooking butterfly pork chops, porkies, brats, and hot dogs. Now, folks, you got to come out and have one of those.
If you haven't had anything fixed by Uncle Ralph, my God, you got to you got to try it. At least try one.
The ladies from our board of directors will be handling the concession stand right there in front of the Free Methodist Church. So come up and enjoy it. And this year, we've moved the finish line south. And
well, where's that going to end up now?
It's going to end up right same place.
Oh, really?
Right
okay.
where it starts.
Okay, okay.
But we have electronic timing of every racer.
Ah.
Every racer is armed with a ankle bracelet, mm-hmm. which has a computer chip in it. When they cross the line, they cross a little tape.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's an electric eye. It's a laser, basically. That
I think so.
It. Yeah.
But if they, in fact, when they're warming up, we'll not allow them to go across that. That has to be all prearranged. And we have, you'll see a big van there and a big aluminum thing up over the line. But that's at the south entrance to Free Methodist this year. I just hope we can find enough parking places for all the racers. We fill up Free Methodist parking lot. We fill up the county highway department.
Richard, you fill up everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, if you're coming to see the race,
there's some great spots to watch it.
Yeah, you can watch it anywhere along Major Hill, Main Street, Fairground. You can go out in the country. The course map was in the newspaper this week. You can pick any spot out there. We do not stop traffic. We have about 40 road marshals out there who will be wearing bright safety vests and having a red flag. And if somebody comes zipping along at 50, 60 mile an hour, we'll kind of try to slow them down. There'll be a lot of signage out saying bike racers ahead. But you can go anywhere you want to along the trail and watch the race.
We're talking with Richard Small from Hillsboro and the Roubaix Bike Race, which is sponsored by, well, there's a ton of corporate sponsors, but of course the Montgomery County Cancer Association
is the primary sponsor,
and it's a fundraiser for the Cancer Association. And the Roubaix, for those who maybe don't know what this bicycle ride means, first off, I think we need to talk about the fact that Hillsboro is such a unique place, yeah. And it was a great place to bring this race because it's so much like a lot of the European tours.
Yeah. There's a town in France named Roubaix, mm-hmm. and they have the old-fashioned cobblestone streets there. 10 years ago, Rich Pierce, who is a professor, grant writer at Washington U, got on the web and was asking for places. Rich and Nathalie Seplica caught wind of that, invited Rich Pierce to come down here and look over Hillsboro and the surrounding area, and thus the Roubaix.
How about that?
Landed in Hillsboro, thanks to those three people, Rich Pierce, Nancy, and Rich Seplica. And then when Nancy and Rich retired from the newspaper, decided they should retire from a lot of their other activities. And so they came to us and asked us if we would like to be the primary sponsor of it. And Nancy, of course, she still helps us. Mm-hmm. I mean, she'll be out there race day putting up signs and taking pictures and doing all the things that Nancy does.
Nancy's always done, yeah.
Yeah. But 2 years ago, after the race here, on the front page of the newspaper in Roubaix, France, was a picture from our race.
Really?
Yeah, and a whole article about it.
That's true.
Now, I obviously could not read the article. Parlez-vous français is not in my vocabulary.
we trust it was a great article.
I'm sure it was. It was on the front page of their paper.
Oh, wow.
But this has become a premier thing. We are a premier race in the entire Midwest.
Now, this race also is a qualifying race, correct?
Yes. It's a qualifying race for some of the top people. Go to Minneapolis in June mm-hmm. for a race that's sponsored by Nature Valley, the people who make the breakfast bar. In fact, they will have a representative down here giving out samples and all that kind of stuff. But it is recognized as the race in the Midwest.
I'll be darned.
I don't know the numbers from last year, but 2 years ago when we had, I think, 535 racers, they came from 20 states. We had a young lady who was a college student who home was France, mm-hmm. and a young man who was from Australia who came from Colorado Springs. And the guy from Colorado Springs called on Thursday night and said, we're leaving. I'm on my way. And he pulled in. They, you know, drive all the way from Colorado Springs.
Making that trip from Colorado Springs straight through and then get on your bike and pedal. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's a bicycle fan there. That's a cyclist.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Just right there.
These people come in and have these bicycles. Some of them have a titanium frame. Some of them.
Pretty expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably pay more for their bicycle than my used car is worth.
But then again, it gets them where they need to go.
Yeah.
And the competition level is pretty high. You've got to have good material.
Yeah. So. Some of them race as teams. Mm-hmm. They have corporate sponsors. In fact, last year, we had to shut off the Cat 1, the main
professional race, level, right?
Professional level last year because of limitations by the International Bicycle Association, which is the other sponsor of it. It's actually the International Christian Bicycle Association out of St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. there just wasn't any more space. And the Todd Harris, who kind of ramrods the whole thing here, he was getting phone calls the night before offering him everything but the sun and the moon and the stars to let a corporate team in. They were offering him product, cash money. He had to say, I'm sorry, we're full.
Yeah.
We're full.
Wow. That's a great problem to have.
Oh, we love it.
Yeah.
We love it. It's a fun thing to watch. I mean, these racers are, you know, all in uniforms. They have very, you know, skin-tight clothes. Mm-hmm.
Now, once the race is over, Richard, do a lot of these folks stick around and talk with the local residents? Or do they take off?
Some of them have another race to go
to. Well, I was going to say they're
the
probably double booked for the weekend. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of races are held like on Sunday afternoon, and a lot of them who have traveled some distance, they'll book themselves into a second race on Sunday.
Wow.
And so they take off. But we do know that every motel room in Hillsboro and Litchfield is booked. Period.
That's good for the area.
That's good for the area. In fact, it's so good that Litchfield Tourism helps us as being one of the corporate sponsors, with all the motels contributing to that. So and the restaurants love us. The Hillsboro Chamber is putting on a spaghetti dinner on Friday night. Traditionally, that's held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, but because Easter is so late this year, that didn't work out, because we know that these racers like to
pasta
load up on those carbs
absolutely
before the race, so they get there. But hey, you'll have to get around if you want breakfast in Hillsboro Saturday morning. You better get there as soon as the door opens, regardless of which restaurant it is, because all of them will be full. They really will be.
And that's another aspect of the economic impact of the
We've never had an economic impact study done on this.
Can you give me a guess? Can you throw just a guess out there, Richard?
Well, with 600 racers, some come with spectators. Mm-hmm. They all come in some sort of vehicle. The gas stations do well. The restaurants do well. The motels do well. They do not take time to do any shopping. I mean, these are people that, they're not shoppers, they're racers.
Right.
I'd say over $100,000 impact on the city of Hillsboro and Litchfield. I mean,
sure.
Litchfield's where all the motels are, being here on the interstate. So they get a huge, I'd say they get a lion's share of the extra income.
Plus, it does another thing. A lot of people don't think about it. It gives a focal point to Montgomery County for a weekend, which hosts an event which traditionally you don't see that type of thing around here. Not in the state of Illinois, anyway.
No. So, I mean, it's
not in central Illinois, I should say.
Yeah, it's quite dissimilar from the, what do they call the one that goes through Staunton, the donut?
The Tour de Donut, yeah.
Where you can take. That's a fun.
Yeah, that's.
That's
they encourage you to eat donuts, okay?
I don't need any encouragement for that.
What a great gig, huh?
Yeah, I'll eat a donut at the drop of a hat.
Yeah,
And you can tell it by looking at me. So.
It's a fun day in Hillsboro, and I think the weather is probably for the day. During the day, Saturday is supposed to be dry, and temperatures probably in the 50s. So
I don't know whether it's because it's jointly sponsored by the International Christian Bicycle Association and MCCA or what, but the good Lord has sure shined on us. 10 years we have not had weather interference.
Right.
We've had a couple years where it was cooler than others.
It was pretty chilly.
And pretty chilly. The racers race against the wind, with the wind. The race has enough different changes of direction that at some point they're going to be going against the wind. At some point they're going to have it pushing.
Sure.
So it's catch as you catch can.
11 o'clock is when it all starts, when the race officially starts, but really the activities start much earlier than that.
So they will be coming in to register at the church by 7:30.
Yeah.
And if spectators, if you were out by the Free Methodist Church around 10 o'clock, from then on you're going to see lots of things. You're going to see them warming up. You're going to see them getting their bikes ready. One team actually brings in their own van It's like a motorhome.
Really?
That's really a shop. It has extra parts, extra wheels.
Wow.
And they have stationary bikes they sit out that their racers warm up on. Some of them will have their own little canopies that they set up. Some of them bring their own cheering section. And why? Spouses, girlfriends, boyfriends.
Sure.
So there's more than just the 600-plus racers. I'd say there's probably that many more people that come with them. So we've got roughly 1,200 visitors in town for the duration of that race, from about 8 o'clock till by 4 o'clock, the place is gone.
Yeah, to go. It's
4 o'clock, we're cleaned up.
You never knew it happened.
Never knew it happened.
Yeah.
It's not an event that leaves a lot of problems behind it.
True.
There's not a big cleanup afterwards. You know, we keep things pretty well policed up right there at the church around the concession stand, and that's the only problem.
Richard, thanks for coming in, my friend, and we hope for great weather, and it'll be a great turnout anyway with the Robey and Hillsboro. And if you haven't seen one of these bike races, you ought to go out and see it. It's a lot of fun.
I keep hoping that some year we can get Fox Sports or somebody down here to shoot some shots of it, because it's awesome.
It's awesome. Richard Small, thank you very much, my
Thanks,
friend.
Terry.
Always great to have you in studio. That's it for our special edition of the Tuesday Talk Show here on AM 1540 WSMI.